Benny B, town trustee in the house. How you doing today, Ben?
Doing great, Bob. How are you?
Good. How was the meeting last night?
You know, it was short and sweet, I got to say.
Short and sweet.
It says 7:30 adjourn on this agenda, and by golly, we adjourned at 7:30.
That's the way to get it done.
It was an incredible thing.
Yeah.
Not a lot on the agenda last night. A few liquor license renewals, kind of administrative stuff like that.
Have you ever been involved in the denial of a liquor license?
I have not.
Yeah. I wondered about that.
You know, we basically get a report from the police department that says we have no reason to recommend denial of this. And so it gives them an opportunity to look into their records if the place has been cited for serving underage people or, you know, disorderly conduct or violating smoking rules around their entrance or anything like that. That'd be the time to kind of hold their feet to the fire and say, look, you got to shape up.
Is there, at one point there was a limit, I don't know whether it was formal or informal, on the number of liquor licenses for carryout stores. Is that still around?
That's a good question. I think so. I think we have to grant each one of those. We haven't granted a new one since I've been on the board. And I think you have to kind of make a finding that says
there's a need.
There's a need for another one. But, you know, restaurants and bars, there's no cap on.
Right.
And that's most of what we're looking at. Last night was for Beijing, Tokyo, River Valley Ranch Association, and then a special event liquor license for Pickleball Association. I thought we'd have Mr. Pickleball himself here this morning.
Yeah, and where is he? He's probably playing pickleball.
He's probably playing pickleball. That's right. But
we're getting ready for the big pickleball party. When is the pickleball party?
You know, that's what I was hoping Jeff would be here to go into. I brought my agenda, but not all my detailed notes. I can't remember the date, but
it's in June.
It's in June. It's at the Third Street Center.
Ooh.
And they're going to start raising money for the new pickleball courts that they worked with the town to get some town land and some of their money to build some pickleball courts.
Out at North Face Park.
That's right. Right next to where the tennis courts are.
Believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, at one point, North Face was going to be headquartered in Carbondale. And the only remnant that I know of is that park.
Yep. And it's funny because it's on the south side of town, but it's called North Face Park. So unless you know that history, it makes absolutely no sense.
Right. Well, there you go. We'll keep it fresh. We'll keep reminding people.
That's good.
That for a minute, there was North Face in Carbondale.
Yep. And I don't know exactly how that went down. How did the town acquire that property from North Face? Did they just donate it?
No, there was, yeah.
Because it's a huge piece of property.
Yeah.
And it's done a lot of good. I mean, the skate park, the tennis courts, now it's going to be pickleball. There's going to be a futsal field out there. It's a really great community asset. So.
Yeah. And that's where the high school is.
Yeah. Did they have that whole property? Wow. That would have been a huge facility.
Mm-hmm.
Holy moly.
Yeah. So what else happened last night?
I thought you'd never ask.
I'm still trying to get over your hair, Ben.
I don't know why you comment on my hair when I come in.
You have really
here.
Good hair.
You think I get a haircut like every week when I come in.
It's just like, I wish we had the camera on.
You know, a lot of radio shows, that's the thing. Like Howard Stern started that, I think, where there's the live stream of the radio show.
Yeah.
I'm
having a bad hair life, so I admire it in others.
All right. Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
If we put a camera in here, you'd have to start wearing pants.
Yeah. Well, maybe not.
We had a really great conversation with Tim Witsit, who represents the Red Hill Lofts project, which is a project that we really hope happens. It's a affordable housing, 100% affordable housing rental project that hopefully will be built, but it's depending on a round of financing that they're going for from some of those low-income housing tax credits.
So if you're on Dolores and you are heading towards Satank in the kind of industrial park there where Osmia is, behind that there's a field with a bunch of cars and other vehicles parked in it. That's the location proposed for this project.
And for people who don't know, Dolores or Osmia, back by Carbondale Community School is another way to describe that general zone.
Between the community school and the industrial buildings.
Yeah, so they've gone through all the land use process. They own the land. We've granted them all their approvals. They've gone through it all with P&Z. And
they need money.
They need money. And so last night was part of that equation, was the local support. So we gave them about $60,000 in fee waivers, and we gave them $50,000 in just straight funds, because the town puts about $50,000 aside every year to try to help with something with affordable housing. Which
and this is a project designed to meet the people who have in the hardest time, like 60% of area median income.
That's right. And so it's a 30-unit project, and they're just waiting on that tax credit financing.
Which very competitive.
Very competitive, no guarantees, but they'll know by September, they said, that they'd come back to us. But this was just kind of putting all the... They've done a ton of work. You can only imagine. I mean, you know well, but I think for the general listener, the amount of work that goes into getting a project like that to this point, and then last night was lining up the local support so that when the agency that does the financing looks at it and says...
Makes it more competitive to try and get free money.
Yeah. So we really wish them the best and appreciate all the work that they've done. If all goes well, then they're planning on breaking ground late in 2019 and hopefully having those ready to live in sometime in 2020. So all dependent on that next round of financing, though.
We'll just see.
Yep. Other issues were pretty small. We donated an old police vehicle, an old Dodge Durango, to the police academy at Colorado Mountain College so that they have a vehicle to work with.
Excellent.
Yeah. Otherwise, we sell those on a online auction site. It would have netted us about $1,500 or so, but we really depend on the police academy at CMC to, help train up the local workforce. And we usually have a police officer position open and unfilled, and it's hard to find people to fill it. So we're working together collaboratively with them.
Is that how the Blues Brothers got their vehicle?
I think that's right.
I think it is.
Yeah. Decommissioned police vehicle.
Yeah.
Which we saved some money evidently on about a day of labor on decommissioning the vehicle, because you got to take out all the police stuff, obviously, before you sell it. And that takes a lot of person hours.
Interesting.
So yeah, that was pretty minor. And then
clean up all the donut residue.
Yep. And then Bob's favorite. I got to talk trash a little bit.
Did you
bit
get
here,
the
Bob.
Answer to the questions the gentleman asked last week?
Yes, there will be. So one of the questions a caller had last week about the single hauler trash service, which starts October 1st, and which everybody needs to sign up for in June, starting Monday of next week. You can sign up at carbondalegov.org/trash. You can go there right now for a bunch of information at carbondalegov.org/trash. But the caller had a question last week about the bear-resistant containers and whether they'd be available in different sizes. And yes, they will. So you don't have to go with the biggest size trash container in order to get a bear-resistant container.
Excellent.
They'll have some options for you. But yeah, I mean, I think the basic things people need to know are this whole thing is developed with a few goals in mind. One of the main ones being to help people really have some reasons and some incentives and some ways to throw less stuff in the landfill. So to divert your waste toward reduce, reuse, recycle, compost, all those alternatives to throwing it in the landfill. So the smaller your bin is, the less you're going to pay.
Just being conscious actually know the size of your bin, that is information that's valuable right there.
Yeah. And so you're going to have a range of options. The default is going to be a medium trash. That's a 64-gallon trash that will handle most households' needs, and a medium recycle. And the recycling is all going to be picked up every other week. Again, this is starting in October, but sign up in June at carbondalegov.org/trash. And there's going to be information at Town Hall. If you want to see these bins and see how big they are, go to Town Hall. They're in the lobby right now.
You got to put them out there on First Friday.
Yep, we're going to put
Benny
them out
B
there. Benny
B is going to be standing there.
I am not going
to
be standing there.
You can talk to him about trash because he loves it.
I might be standing there, Bob.
Yeah,
I might just stop by
it.
And hang
yourself.
Out at the thing a little while.
Yeah. Little man be there with you.
Yep, yep. I'll have him pop out of the small size.
He's probably pretty enthusiastic about this trash thing, too.
Yeah. And another thing just for people to think about when you're thinking, man, I need my big, huge trash container for some specific things. Think about what's going in there. If it's yard waste, worry not. We are going to have yard waste drop-off site in town, just like we've had for fall leaves and sticks and stuff. We're going to have that a few different weekends throughout May to September to help you get rid of that yard waste. So if the only reason you think you need a huge bin is for yard waste, you don't need that. There's also two local haulers that provide compost service and can take your yard waste right from your curb if you don't want to take it down downtown on a weekend day when that drop site is open. And then most of the rest of the stuff in there is probably either compostable or recyclable. You know, if you really get good about your composting and recycling, there's not a whole heck of a lot left in your trash can. So that's what we're trying to get people to think about. And we think most people will be able to downsize pretty significantly.
And we have hot news flash. June 29th is the big pickleball party at the 3rd Street Center.
All right. I knew somebody would help us out. Those loyal pickleball Katie and Kay listeners out there.
Yeah.
So that was pretty much it. It was just an update. We've gotten some good information put together. So watch in your, you know, we'll have a lot of ads and stuff out there starting on Monday, because Monday is the first day to sign up for the new trash service, which starts in October.
And Benny B going to be out there first Friday talking trash. We got to get you a little booth, maybe an outfit, like we've a trash man's outfit.
They've got a pop-up event at First Friday right there, June 7th.
June 7th. Where at?
A couple at City Market.
Fourth and Main.
Yeah, First Friday. It's just...
Yeah. Benny B, town trustee. You know you want to meet him. You can do it. First Friday, trash talk with Benny B.
All right.
Thanks, Ben.
Yep.